so attractive. Kasturi is black and it is so kasturi that in winter season, if a little any fat, if we put wood on our body, no use of shawl, no use of any warm sweater or anything. Very lean. कपड़े जो खूब अत्यंत पतले हों, जिससे कि अंग भी सब दिखाई पड़ते हों. Understand?
If clothing is very thin, then anybody can see his body from outside.
But it is covered, but not covered. They gave everything. They come, Srimati Radhika, and Vaini,
the hair.
And it was like a Vaini, mane kal sarpani. They are ready to bite Krishna. Seeing that hair choti, Krishna will be certainly under the prem of Krishna, Radhika. They made so beautiful to Radhika. And then they were ready to go to Yashoda Bhavan Nandala. Krishna was waiting. Where?
Nandabad.
In the middle of Nandgaon and Jabar. There is Nandabad, there is Kadambathir, the Bhajanasthali of Rupa Goswami. That is why Rupa Goswami has made his Bhajanasthali in the midst of
Jabar.
Krishna was waiting. So many cows are there, milking. She is coming with all these sakhis, Tulsi Manjari, Rup Manjari, Lalita, Vishakha are coming. Lalita advised her not to go by this special path nearer which Krishna is doing all these things with all cowherds, Baldev and all are. She told that you should go by any other way, so that you should be very far away from him, so that I don't fear from Krishna. Who is Krishna? I don't fear at all. Lalita became silent. They began to go. When they come nearer, Krishna took the any calf's tail like this, and she at once, kya hua?
Running to Krishna, jumped.
And he jumped and ran away where Radhika and Lalita Sakhi all were going. And Krishna also ran after them. And came to Srimati Radhika and at once give dhakka, you know, with his flute or with the hand to Radhika. And all Sakhi were feared and they are going here and there. And Krishna ran away. Lalita told, I have warned you not to come by this. He is very naughty boy. Again, Krishna ran and came, and Srimati Radhika was now going on. But he wanted to see Krishna, but outwardly he was in a so mood he made his mood so that all should know that I don't want to see Krishna. But she wanted to see Krishna. So anyhow she untied his garland. Garland made of moti, moti mala, pearls. And pearls were here and there, scattered. Radhika sat down and seeing towards Krishna and she began to doing so, kintu seeing here or in a mood that I am seeing here but not seeing here there. So in the midst daily another changing new place, Krishna place there and Srimati Radhika. Then she comes to Nanda Bhavan and prepares so many kinds of preparations. Modak, Manohar Laddu, Amrit Keli, Rasa Keli, so many things she makes. But in the meantime, the position of that cooking room is so that in one side there is a garden and other side is Krishna rooms. So there is a peeping window or any ventilator. Dear Radhika, when being in Javat, in Birah, always body is burning. And here in Yashoda Bhavan, there are so many chulha, fires, fireplace,
stove.
Yes, stove with fire. Fires, chulha.
Stove.
So many, not one, thousand of stove. And Srimati Radhika is directly cooking and nearer to fire, but it is so cool here within fire and there is no fire but yet burning in fire. She is in very good mood and preparation of everything. Then Krishna comes, takes bath. Some Sakhi Yashoda orders to make bath of Krishna and Sakhi are doing parihas, doing chimti to Krishna, and Krishna, oh mother comes. Mother comes, of what became? Then Krishna laughs, Malini gopis began to laugh, and these all things are there. After that Krishna take and breakfast and now he goes to cow herding with wives. This is Pratar Leela. This comes under Pratar Leela. Yes.